In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Our Father, we thank you for this wonderful moment. We lift up our voice before you and we ask that you have your way this morning. Bless us after the counsel of your own will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can you put hands together and let's have our seats this morning. Amen. Are you ready for the word? Are you ready for the word? I'm just hearing the sound of one person. Are you ready for the word? It's better. Let's see. Are you ready for the word? Amen. Some people's voices louder than yours. Are you ready for the word? Amen. Now let's take this confession before we get into it. Amen. So I want you to take this confession and see them after me. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing me to church today. Don't just say it as, just say it with all understanding. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing me to church today. I'm excited to be in church today. All right, so last week we started the pre-conference messages. The Bible says, I want you to pay attention this morning. You're going to be blessed. I trust the Holy Spirit. Now, the Bible says that the husbandman that laboreth, the husbandman that laboreth, must first be the partaker of the fruit. The husbandman. The one that labors, that's the farmer, must first be a partaker of the fruit. Are we together? All right. So, the things that we are going to be sharing during the conference, we are going to begin sharing them now.
Okay.
Amen. So if you don't, you understand what I'm saying here. I don't want you to come to the conference, our Revelation conference, and the things that we are going to be sharing be strange to you. So that's why, because you are a member, so you first begin to eat the main thing. And that's what we started sharing last week. Today we are going to go deeper. Can we say deeper? Deeper, not say, say deeper. Shout it, say deeper.
Deeper.
Amen. If it's all those prophetic ministers, say prophet, professor, amen. We are teaching, so we go deep. See, pastor, go deep. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's what we're going to be. So I'm going to be sharing. I'm going to be sharing on this subject. Okay, before I just announce the subject, let me announce the theme of the conference. The theme of the conference is taken from Matthew chapter 8 verse 8. Let's go there. Matthew chapter 8 verse 8. Please, will you turn that up this morning? Okay, so I now have to start moving with my time because I started preaching. Matthew 8:8. If you can put that, I'll be glad. Put that up this morning. Okay, now let's go there. Now he said, the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest. Okay. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. So the theme of our convention is speak the word only. Can you celebrate God to that? Look at somebody and say, speak the word only. Amen. Some of you that don't understand it, the man's servant was sick at home. He now sent people to go and beg Jesus to come and heal the man, the servant. So, and the man was a high rank soldier, was a military officer, very high rank. He sent people to go and call Jesus to come and heal the servant who was almost dead, but he was sick. Was paralyzed. So, and Jesus was coming to go and pray for the servant. So the man now realized, I am a soldier, I'm half high rank, and I also have people above me. So when they command me, I just obey, whether I am there or not. When I also command my junior officer and my servant, they obey, whether I'm there or not. I just say, okay, go and say, go and do it. They go. I don't need to be there. So now if Jesus has a power, spiritual power, anywhere he is, let him speak the word, and my servant here will be healed. So he sent another set of people when Jesus was coming. So those people went to waylay Jesus on the way. He said, this man said that he is not worthy that you come under his roof. He said, you should just speak the word only, and the servant will be healed. Jesus was shocked. Now look at the next verse. Next verse. He said, for I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and says to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to a servant, do this, and he doeth it. Next verse. Look at this. Next verse. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Jesus marveled. That word marvel means surprise. This person was not, he does not go to church, but he had faith. And Bible says Jesus was surprised. Normally, people would say, Jesus is coming. I better come and pray for my house. So come and pray. But this man said, you don't even need to come. Just speak the word, and my servant will be healed. Wow, what a faith. Jesus was shocked. And Jesus said, I've never even seen this kind of faith in Israel. And as Jesus spoke the word, and the servant was healed. Jesus returned back. If we will have faith like this, we will not be disturbing God. Do you understand what I'm saying? Imagine where Jesus is going to. That man just saved Jesus of distance, trekking, and all those. If you have faith like that, you won't disturb God too much. Just say, man of God, speak the word only. And you take that word, and that word will bring manifestation in your life. The Bible called that kind of faith great faith. Look at it now. Is it not there? When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said unto them, unto that followed him, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. In fact, it's not even great faith, it's so great. That's emphatic stress. So great faith, no, not in Israel. So this is great faith. For you to see, don't bother to lay. There's a ministry of laying hands. It's in the Bible. If anybody see, then God will lead us to pray and lay hands on him, and the prayer of faith will save him. But this one that you say, you don't need to be there. You don't speak the word only. Amen. So we're going to be looking at this morning in light of this, because we have started the conference already. Till the conference end, we have started it. So every Sunday is conference message. We are going to be praying. So that day when we are teaching other people that are coming to join us at the conference, those things will not be strange to you. Do you understand it? Yeah. So today we are going to be speaking, there is life in the word of God. There is life. L-I-F-E. There is life in the word. So you're going to understand how powerful the word of God is. So if you've been playing with the word of God, you will understand something today, that the word of God has got life. So put up Ecclesiastes chapter 5, where we were drawing emphasis from last week. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1. Now look at this, church. Are you together? It said, keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God. So what you will do, put a darker background there, so that, because the place is light, just put the darker background. Are you there? Say, keep thy foot, make it bigger. Can it be bigger? Can it be okay? Now, keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to do what? To hear than to give the sacrifice of. For they consider not that they do what? Evil. So he's saying that you should keep your foot. Eh? Be careful and be more ready to hear the word of God Do you understand? Otherwise, any other thing that you do without hearing is a sacrifice of fools. That's what we're saying. So God values his word more than any other thing that we do. For the Bible says, God exalts his word above his name. The name of Jesus is powerful, but his word. And it is word that makes him God. He said, the word that I have spoken will not return to me void. He said, it is with two immutable things that God cannot lie. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that word is powerful. God guides his word jealously and ensures that his words come to pass in our lives. So the word of God is powerful. So where we are driving at this morning is that the word of God has life. There is life in the word of God. The word of God is life itself. Amen. Hallelujah. Are we together, church? All right, let's dive into this teaching this morning. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. So follow me, everybody. Get your pen and your Bible and write. Hebrews 4. Amen. So you see this. He said, for the word of God is quick and powerful. Two keywords there. It's quick and it is what? And it is sharper than any two-edged sword. So piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit. Now watch this now. And of the joints and of the marrow, and it is a discerner of the thought and the intent of the heart. So key words there, the word of God, listen, is quick and it is powerful. That word quick is life. The word of God gives life, and it is active, powerful. The word of God gives life, and it is active, and it is powerful. And if you compare it to a sword, the Bible says it is sharper than two-edged sword. You know what two-edged sword? You know your normal knife at home. One side is blunt, the other side is sharp. But a two-edged sword, one this side is sharp, the other side is sharp. So two-edged sword. Amen. So when you, if you enter anything, so you just go on both sides. That's how the word of God is sharper. That the Bible says that, you know, it is very difficult to differentiate between the mind, that's the soul, and the spirit. They are two intangible parts of a man, but the body is tangible, it's physical. But the Bible says it will only take the word of God to divide it. That's when, for example, if your mind is talking to you and the Holy Spirit is talking to you, it's difficult for people to differentiate it. They say, but the word of God will differentiate it. Are we together? Are we together, church? Are you here with me, church? If you say yes, say yes. Are you here together? Are we here together? Are we in church together? Answer me. So Hebrews chapter 12, verse 4. Yeah, the word of God is quick. Put another translation there. Let's see, look at it in another translation. The positioning of this thing is NLT. Alright. He said, for the word of God is alive. It's not that you talk. You come and change this thing. Okay, if you can stay like that, it's fine, but amen. Now, good. Now, he said, for the word of God is what? Alive. That's quick. and it is what? Powerful. That's what I want to say. Check another translation. The word of God is alive. That is quick and powerful. The word of God is alive. That's alive now. It's what? So the word of God is not dead. It's alive. When you say something is alive. Another translation. Good. For the word that God speaks is alive and full of what? Power. Making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. Are you seeing the word of God now? So this man understood those things. That's why he said, speak the word only. You get? If you don't understand how powerful the word of God is, if they say speak the word, you think there is another word. He understands that this word of God, the word that God speaks, is alive. It's not a dead word. Men can speak dead word, but the one that God speaks is what? Alive, and it is powerful. He can make anything active. Anything that is dead can make it active. Now, he can make it start operating, and he can energize it. Without energy, anything without energy, the word of God can give it energy, and it can make it what? Effective. Put another translation if we have. Now look at this. For the word of God is living, also brateya, and active, and sharper than any two-edged sword. Do you understand what I'm saying here? So it is quick, it's alive, it's not dead. You must understand that this word has life. Oh, it's life in it. Amen. Let's go to John chapter 1. Zibraso Kiatawa. John chapter 1. Before we go there, see Hebrews chapter 2, verse 4. Let's look at that then. Look at that. Hebrews 2 verse 4. Right. Be writing though, because this thing is very important too. I'm just laying foundation now. Now watch it though. Jay, he said the word of God is quick and powerful. It can make active, can energize. Now the disciples started teaching the word. Now look at it. And God also bearing witness with both signs. Now go back to the picture of verse 3. Now so that you understand. Go back to verse 3. Verse 3. Just take a little step backwards. Hebrews 2:3. Amen. He said, who being the brightness image and of the brightness of. Yes. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by what? Them that what heard the word. Next verse. Look at this. God, as they were preaching, God also bearing them witness. God wants to show that this word is working. You understand? God also bearing them witness, both with what? Signs and wonders, and with diverse miracles and gift of the word Holy Ghost, according to his will. So the word of God, to show you that it can give energy, can give life, can give energy and give life, God will be confirming his word with both signs and wonders, diverse kinds of miracles, and the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's active. Now go to John chapter 6, verse 63. Write down, everybody. John 6, 63. Glory be to God. John 6, 63. Holy Spirit. It is the spirit that quickeneth. We'll check that word quick now. The word of God is quick and powerful. So you now know the meaning of quick now. That quick is alive. But the way he's putting it here, He's saying the spirit that giveth life. The first thing he said, the word of God is quick, that is living. But now he said it can also give life. It is the spirit that giveth life, that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. Then he now said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Remember, I taught you something the other day, that when you have a, is it semicolon they call it, or what they call that, is it a colon? Okay, that's a colon. Okay, that explains what he's saying. So what is it when he said the spirit that quickeneth and the flesh profited? What is he really saying? He wants to explain. Now he says, the words that I speak unto you, they are not only words too, they are spirit and they are life. Are you seeing it now? So these words are spirit and they are life. So use another translation for me, NLT. The spirit alone gives eternal life. Human effort accomplishes nothing. And the very word I have spoken to you has spirit and life. Are you seeing this, John? Next, put another translation. Just want. It is the spirit who gives life. He is the life giver. So the spirit is a life giver. Now he said the flesh conveys no benefit whatever. So the few that are carnal are fleshy. It does not give any benefit. There is no profit in it, in the flesh. He said the words, the truths that I have been speaking to you, they are spirit and they are life. You see why the man says, speak the word only. But when Jesus speaks, what he speaks is spirit and life. So that word goes to anything that is dead and make it alive. Are we together here? So you see why, where we started from. He said, keep your foot. When you come to the house of God, I'll be more ready to hear. We'll get into all of that now. Because as you are being distracted, life is passing by. Amen. Life will just pass you by. You came to church with a problem, with your heart heavy. And God wants to release life through his word. And then you get distracted. And then you go home still more heavier than you came. The Bible says you are a fool. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are a fool. Because every time there's an opportunity to hear the word, life. And he said this life has power. Has power. God will confirm it with both signs and wonders. Diverse kinds of miracles. Not one type of miracle. Diverse kinds. And with the gift. Holy Spirit. So that's why I say, be more ready to hear. Keep thy food. Be more ready to hear. Because in this world, there is life. And this life is power. The spirit that giveth life, that quickeneth. The flesh does not profit anything. What's the flesh? The depression, the sadness, the pain, the frustration. The limitation. Oh, how can I do this? The debt, the lack of finances, the poverty, all those things are in the flesh. But the spirit quickens. Are we together? Now, do you believe that the word of God has life in it? You believe the word of God has life in it? Do you believe the word of God has life now? The scripture cannot be broken. Now, if life come in contact with death, what will happen? That death will come back to life. Anything that is dead and life comes in contact with that death, that thing that is dead will come back. And we can see a lot of examples in the scripture. So the first thing, let's go to Ezekiel chapter 37. You see that. We'll not have the luxury of time to look at it. But look at it. Ezekiel 37. Verse 1. He said, the hand of the Lord was upon me. Look at the church now. The hand of the Lord was upon me. He brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. So Ezekiel said, one day the hand of the Lord was upon me. God led me to a valley. Valley like a ditch. And that valley, when I looked at the valley, they were full of bones. Next verse. Now he said, and caused me to pass by them round about, and there were very many in the open, and they were very dry. He said the bones were not just fresh bones. He said the bones were very dry because God caused me to look around very well in the valley. It was an open valley. I looked at them, I said the bones were so many, but the bones were very dry. Next verse. And he said unto me, son of man, can this bone live? Well, I was like, can this bone live? Okay, live. How? Call me fresh bones. And they'll still be bones now. Now, the question is deep. He said, can this bone turn to human beings again? That's what he was asking. Not saying these dry bones, maybe we're not like fresh bones. No, he said, can they become human beings again? There are bones of human beings that were dead, dry. Now, look at what he said. He said, and I answered, oh God, this question is too big for me. Now, you know, thou knowest, I have not seen it happen before. God, thou knowest. If you don't know it, God is asking you a question. If you don't know the answer, better just say, I don't know. Next verse. Again, he said unto me, prophesy. What is he saying? Speak the word only. Prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, yet adabaso kapa. He said, the word is quick and powerful. The word has life. He said, son of man, there is a solution. These bones can live again. Let's watch the experiment. Now just do what I say. He said, prophesy, speak the word. Tell the bones, oh ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. You see how life coming in contact with things that are dead. Hear the word of the Lord. Next verse. Look at this. Next verse. Thou said, now he said, thus says the Lord unto thee, bones. Behold, so he was saying what God said he should say. Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. Next verse. Next verse. Oh, let's be fast. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skins, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Next verse. So, look at, that's what God said he should say. Now look at that. As God has told him what to say. Now he says, so I prophesied as I was what commanded. Not my own word too. Somebody say, I prophesy. Say, I prophesy as I am commanded. So he said, I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, a kabolukiga, there was a noise. As I spoke the word only, there was a noise. And behold, suddenly a shaking. And the bones came together. Bones to his bones. Now understand though, the body, the head, bone of the head, another side, bone of the hand, another side, bone of the finger, and all of them, they were scattered inside the valley. So when they ask you, can this thing become human beings again? God, now you know. So he said, but there's an experiment. Let's do it. Speak. This is the word you say. And then he looked at them and said, okay, all you bones, as I prophesied the way I was commanded, I started hearing noise and they were shaking. Bones were connecting with each other. The bone of the leg that was in another place was looking for his parts where he withdrew. He was moving. That's why there was noise. And they found my partner. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the shoulder bone, we're looking for shoulder to join. Do you understand? Now in science, that's what you call femur. This is the femur, the bone here. This is place we call acetabulum. So this bone, the head of the femur, was looking for the acetabulum to form a ball and circuit joint in the pelvis. You look at them, they were looking, connecting each other. And before you know, skeleton stood up. Hey man, now look at this now. Next verse. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them. Flesh came. Skin covered them above. But there was no breath in them. They were still dead. They couldn't breathe. But flesh had already covered them. It was no longer dry bones again. Ah. If you have seen that kind of thing, will you give up hope? Something is happening already. Next verse. Look at them. You don't stop prophesying. Tell somebody you don't stop prophesying. Until what you are looking for, you get it in your hand. You don't stop prophesying. Look at next verse. See, then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon this slain, that they may live. Next verse. So I prophesied as I was commanded, as he commanded me, and the breath came to them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet as a exceeding great army. This thing here is loaded, though. They were army. People who would defend the integrity, but they were dead. Potential gone, dream gone. Some of you that are giants, people that are supposed to be presidents, people that were supposed to be something great, leaders of nations, owners of multinational organizations, but they are dead and they are like dry bones. Their dream dead. Potential is dead. Everything in them dead. Business dead. Finances dead. Everything dead. When you start experiencing that kind of life, the Bible says the word of God is quick and powerful. It is time to tell Jesus, speak the word only. Now, this thing was not, there was no operation room here. There was no surgical operation here. There was no paracetamol here. But they came back to life. Anything that is dead in your life, I prophesy this morning. Receive life in the name of Jesus. So they stood up as army because of the word. Let's take another example. Mark chapter 5, verse 39. Mark chapter 5. The death of a young girl. He said, and when he was come in, remember the girl died, daughter of Jairus. Everybody was crying. The girl has died. Everybody was crying. I think the girl was like 12 years old. Everybody was crying. So he was,
he has died, she has died, oh, she died, oh.
People were crying, family members, everybody gathered. I said, this girl dead. So they came to call Jesus. They went to call Jesus, and Jesus came. He said, and when he was come in, Jesus came in, he said unto them, why make ye this ado? Now look, put NLT first and look at this. So I just want people to understand it now. NLT. And he went in inside and asked, why all this commotion and weeping? This child isn't dead, she's only sleeping. That's what Jesus was saying. Now look at the reaction. Next verse. The crowd laughed at him. But he made them all leave. Faithless people, get them out. They mock him. They were laughing. People that were crying, how did they turn from cry to laugh? Because somebody said, this child is not dead. They will say, our daughter has said that this child is dead. Then you that is not a doctor, you just come and say he's not dead, that he's sleeping. Zoo, now you be. If you're talking, somebody that is dead, you say he's not dead, that he's sleeping. You know how many doctors have come here? We have called them, all of them have said that the child is dead. You now came. You want to come and stop our cry. So he drove them out. And he took the guest father and mother and his three disciples into the room where the girl was lying. Next verse. Holding her hand, Jesus held the hand of the girl. He said to her, Talita kum, which means little girl, get up. The word, do you understand? Now look at the next verse. Look at the next verse. He said, and the girl who was 12 years old, immediately, see, when life come in contact with something dead, immediately, the Bible says, stood up and walked around. They were overwhelmed and totally amazed. That's what that means, means surprise. Next verse, look at it. Jesus gave them strict orders not to tell anybody that had what had happened, and then he told them to give her something to eat. Maybe in the land of the dead, they didn't give her anything to eat. Do you understand what I'm saying? Jesus said, Talita kumi. Young girl, arise. The word came in contact with the dead, and the dead came back to life. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Speak the word only. Speak the word only. Speak the word only. Speak the word only. Only the word. Because he knows. He knows that the word is quick. Let's take another example finally. John 11. This is from verse 40. John 11, verse 40. Jesus responded. No, John 11, verse 40. Yeah. Jesus responded. Just 39. Let's start from verse 39. Okay. You know, Lazarus was dead. That's the background of the story. Roll the stone aside. Jesus told them. They buried him and put stone on top of the grave. So Jesus went to the grave and said, go and show me where he was buried. And this guy has been buried for 4 days. Roll the stone aside, Jesus told them. But Martha, that's the sister of the man that was dead. Martha said, Martha, the dead man's sister protested, Lord, he had been dead for 4 days. The smell will be terrible. Don't open this grave. This time, King James said, this time he stinketh. What that means, a hopeless case. This time, if you open this thing, he stinketh. Next verse. Now, Jesus said, next verse. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Now Jesus said, actually I told you that if you don't believe this word that is coming, you will not see the glory of God. Now to see the glory of God, now we'll look at that. Next verse. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Next verse, look at this. And I know that thou hearest me always. But because of the people we stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. Next verse, look at this now. And when he thought have spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. A man has dead for 4 days. He cried with a loud voice. He said, Lazarus, come forth. Now look at the next verse. What did he say? And he that was dead, he came forth. He that was dead. Now I was thinking, what about the stinking, the smelling? Now, have you seen a rat that is dead? Maybe you have not seen a dead body before. A rat that is dead. 3 days. How is the flesh like? That's how a dead human being is. So those stinking things. When the word that has life comes in contact with anything dead, it will come back to life. Do you understand? To come back. That's a full-blown human being coming back. He said to that young girl, Talita Kumi. Young girl, arise. And the girl came back. So if a full-blown human being, now he's dead, that means his liver has stopped working. Is that not true? His kidney has stopped working. Is that not true? His blood is not flowing again. Is that not true? Everything about him, he's dead. They are dead completely. Amen. What about the person that is still living and they say his kidney is dead? Only kidney. Only kidney. They say, your liver is the only liver. When this word has life, everything about the person is the same word that brought dry bones to live again. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when the man said, speak the word only, he knew exactly what he was saying. Now, there's a principle behind this, and I'm going to share the principle and then we'll close. You see, this word is quick and it's powerful, it's active. Now, for that principle, for that word to work, it does not just work. That's why you see everybody can, in the name of that, you start speaking what they call, we'll get into all of that. Confession. This is not positive confession, though. And Ezekiel said, I prophesied as I was commanded. If they don't command you and you speak, that's positive confession. Do you get? So this is the principle, and I want you to say, let's look at John chapter 1. You will see how this thing works, how it manifests. You see it very clearly. John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Next verse. The same was in the beginning with God. Am I making sense at all, church? I'm making sense, are we? Now, I said the same was in the beginning with God. Next verse. And all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Next verse. Now, this is my key emphasis. Now go to all that thing. Now look at this. You need to understand this thing. If you must understand everything that we have been saying, you need to understand this verse. This one, very powerful. This one. If you know these things, this word, this one now, you need to go meditate on it. Carry this scripture, John chapter 1, verse 4. Carry it every day of your life. If you understand it, this thing, this verse. Now watch.
In him was life. Now, he was talking about the word. The word was God. He said, in that word was that. Remember, he said the word of God is quick and powerful. That's the word of God is living. The word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Now, is he saying that in that word there was life? That life is the way, eternal life. You know, we have seen that before. In the word of God is life. That's why they could speak the word to dry bones and the bones came back to life. That's why they could say Talita kumi and the girl came back to life. That's why Jesus could say Lazarus come forth. Lazarus came back to life. In that word is life.
Are you seeing it now?
He said, and the life was the light of men. Now, you will not know that there is life in the word. Now, that word will only manifest to you as light. Now, you don't see life, but you can see light.
Do you understand what I'm saying here? Now, this is what you should understand, how the principle works.
When the word of God comes to you, it does not come to you as life. It will first come and manifest itself as light. Light is understanding. Light is revelation. Your heart will be illuminated. Do you get what I'm saying here? It will come to you as light. But embedded in that light, what is embedded in that light is life. But it will not come to you as life. It will come to you as light.
Now, you know, we're praying this morning. No, go to Ephesians chapter 1, verse. Let's read from verse 15. Understand this. Let me just quickly digress a little. Watch Ephesians chapter 1. Look at it.
He said, wherefore also, Paul was writing to the Ephesians. He said, wherefore also, after I heard of your faith, you know, when we're talking about faith, you know, you have faith, faith moves mountain, all of that. He said, I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and love unto the saints. One would have thought that love is the most powerful thing and faith very powerful. So they have faith, they have love, they're not lacking love and faith. But Paul said, the moment I heard it, that you have love, you have faith, I started praying for you. I thought they didn't need prayer. You see, there's something missing. Next verse, look at this. He said, I cease not to give thanks for you. Thank you, that thank God that you have faith and love. He said, and start making mention of you in my prayers. Now, what's the content of the prayer? Next verse, look at it. He said, that the God, this is what he was praying for them. He said that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of God, may give unto you, watch this now, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of it. That's not faith, but that's what makes your faith to work.
Are you getting it now? Then in verse 18, I love this. Watch this.
It says that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Now, what enlightened the eyes of your understanding is the word. So when the word of God comes to you, he does enlighten, he brings light.
Put it in the NLT. Let's look at NLT. Just look at it. This is how the NLT put it. Now,
say, I pray that your heart will be Omakazi Brando Sukaya, will be flooded with light. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. So when your heart is now flooded with this light, that croaking barrier, you see life will be better. So that's what Paul was praying for them. He said, it's when I heard of your faith and your love, I keep mentioning you, praying in my prayer, Lord, give them wisdom, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, so that their hearts will be flooded with light. Because that life in the word will not be manifested until he appears to you as light.
If you like, read Genesis to Revelation.
If they don't appear to you as light, it will make no impact. That's why they said there is logos, there is rhema. This is the rhema that we are talking about. He comes to you as light. So when you hear somebody say, I can't be poor, and you are saying, I can't be poor, he said, I prophesied as I was commanded. It must come as light.
Are we together here?
So I said, when the light comes, this will happen. This is the effect of the light.
He said that the light understanding, not put it in King James so that you get it. Now just go back to King James, man. Look at this. Look at this. After your heart is familiar with that, he said that the light of your understanding be enlightened. He said, so that you will know what is the hope of his calling. That's why he called you. Because some of you are Christian. Are you born again? I'm born again. You don't know why you are born again.
Why he called you into the faith? You don't know.
He said, but when this light comes,
through the instrumentality of the word,
he said, when it comes, you don't understand. So when it comes, he said, you will know the hope of his calling. Because you can't perform above your understanding.
Then you will know. So when you know the hope of your calling, and that will not stop there. He said, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. That means you don't even know what you have. You don't even know your inheritance in Christ Jesus without the word becoming light. That's why you say, hey, Pastor, I had faith. Your faith is not working. Why is it not working? Your heart is not flooded with light.
Now, you didn't stop there. Look at the effect. Next verse.
And what is the omakebalia? He didn't say what is the greatness of his power. He said the exceeding greatness. In other words, it is unexplainable how great the power is. He said the word of God is quick and what? Powerful. It is active. You can't even explain how powerful that word is. He said the exceeding greatness of his power towards them. Is it them? Towards them, is it the look at towards them? No, he said towards us who believe according to the working of his mighty powers.
Are we still together? So
it has to come.
So if you come to church and you are hearing gospel, there's no left. That's why Paul said the Corinthian church. He said, when I came to you, 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
He said, I didn't come to you with the exceeding,
how did he put it now?
With the excellency of man's wisdom. He said, but I came to you with the demonstration of what? The Holy Spirit and power. And the reason I did that is so that your faith will not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So your faith will not stand in, that brother said, this is what my pastor, it's not what my pastor said. It's not about what that pastor said. It's not about that. It is as a result of the revelation.
But he said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living. Now, if you understand what I'm saying now here, you understand why Jesus said, go to John chapter 8 verse 12. John 8 verse 12. Look at it.
He said, then spake Jesus again unto them.
What was he saying?
He said, I am the light of the world. Now, if you don't understand the foundation of what I'm teaching, you won't understand why he was saying it. Even the people that he was telling, they didn't understand. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the shall have what? The light of life. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. It's not light of God though, but light of men. So man sees the light, but embedded in that light is life. So the Bible says that light is the light of life. It's not Nepal light. It's not solar light. It's the light that gives life.
That's what they say.
So if you don't have the light, you can't have the life. You have to access the light to get the light. So the light of life.
That's why I said this word that I'm speaking to you,
if you receive them as the words of your pastor, oh boy, the way you have faith in your pastor's word, you have faith in they said, well, nothing we have, so that your faith will not stand in the wisdom of. That's why the psalmist said, he said, but his delight. Anybody understand what I am teaching now? Your delight will be the law of the Lord. He said, his delight was the law of the Lord. He said, in it doeth he meditate day and night. Why is he meditating? Because he wants to produce light from that word. Because he knows that once he has light, life will be there. That's why he said, the entrance of his word. The entrance, as you enter the world, it will produce light. It don't give you life, but once you have the light, life will be there, because it is the light of life. So he says that, look, I meditate on the word, it's my delight. He said, once you do that, he said, you will then become like a tree. So that's producing your miracle. You generate your miracle. You have a production factory. What's that production factory? Is the word. Then you have your Bible in your back. Enter your meditation. That's a production. Anything that is dead that you want to bring back to life. Let me just get the light of this word. Say, then faith comes by hearing. The first hearing you hear ordinarily. But the second hearing is the hearing of light. The hearing of the revelation. Hearing by the word. Say, once has he spoken. But he said, but twice have I heard. Right, the first hearing is I hear the See, some of you, I'm just speaking that some of you are hearing what I'm saying verbatim, but you are hearing another thing, which is the revelation of what I am saying,
because that becomes applicable to your own solution,
to your own situation,
becomes applicable to your own
delight in your.
He said, it will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in season.
He said, his leaf will not, and then he said, whatsoever
prosper.
Why is it that whatsoever it does prosper?
Because there is not life in it.
Why is it that the leaf will not wither? Because the plant has life. A plant that does not have life, the leaf will wither. But once there is life, you see evergreen.
Evergreen.
When we were young, they taught us the characteristics of
that. For you to know something that is living, it must move.
For you to know that something is living must grow.
For you to know that something living must be able to reproduce.
For you to know that something living, you have that characteristics of living things. But once they don't exercise them,
you know that this thing is dead. And he said there is a light of life.
Are we together? Do you understand what? So that's
so what you now find?
Wow, it's time for the lesson.
That's fine.
Looking at the red.
Can you shout?
Can you shout?
Can you shout amen?
Can you shout amen?
So as I understand some,
if you see all the references that we have made, you will notice that something very consistent, commonality of all the things that we have seen,
is that these things, they are activated by voice.
These words, they are activated by voice.
Go to John chapter 1. You see that. I'll just fall back.
But as many as receive him.
Jesus. Go to the previous verse 11. So that you can just verse 11.
He came unto his own. And his own received him not.
Yes, sir.
But as many as received him.
What happened?
He gave them power.
From the sons of God.
Watch this. So, even to them that believe on his name.
Yes, sir.
Which were born not of blood. Nor of the will of the flesh. Nor of the will of man. But the will of God. Next verse, look at this. And the word, no, look at it. Oh, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and all that. In him was life, and the life was the light.
Now watch this.
In the realm of the internet, now the Bible is saying that. You remember we said he was confirming the word with both signs and wonders. Now he says that the word was made what? Flesh.
Pastor, I have a problem. This is that. This is this. I want you to pray.
Pastor,
what you're trying to ask is that you want to see that problem disappear. You want in the realm of the intangible, because we all believe in the realm of the intangible, the spiritual realm. But we don't want our blessings to remain the realm of invisible. We want them to come to physical manifestation. That's what he means by the word becomes flesh. If he says by his stripes you are healed, it is in the realm of the spirit. Because the word of God says that I have blessed you with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus in the heavenly places. But we don't want our blessings to remain in the heavenly places. We want them in the physical realm. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we want the word to become what? Flesh. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. Thank you. God, word is with God. But let the word be with me. Do you understand it? I want to experience the word. So the Bible says this word became flesh. That means he's now with me. He's not the word was with God. He's not God with us. That's why they call him Emmanuel. God, I can touch. I can feel my house in the realm of the spirit. I now have my car, my Lexus, my all the cars in the realm of the spirit. I now have it. Do you understand? My health in the realm of the spirit. I now have it. That's what becoming flesh. Do you know how many of you want to enjoy it there? Yes, that's your inheritance. It's your right. You were not born to be broke. You were not born to suffer pain. You were not born to be sick. They just brought you to this world to be sick. No, that's not the plan of God. The greatness of the riches of his inheritance, where you know it. Do you understand what I'm saying? You will suffer those things. The word will have to become flesh. And the word was made flesh.
And what he said, he dwelt among us. Every day somebody go, oh, you know what? I came to church last week. I just received the word, and this is the miracle. Hey, what becoming flesh? That's the testimony. I had the word. No, Pastor, when you said that, something stirred up my soul. Once I took the word of God, I prophesied.
Do you understand what I'm saying? That word will dwell among us.
And let's go ahead. He said, this was he. And now watch this. Don't go to that. This way I will. And dwelt among us. Now watch this now. In parentheses, in brackets. And we beheld his the glory as the holy begotten of the Father. Now full of grace and what? Truth. Now what you are going to do, let's remove that bracket. There's a reason why they put the bracket there. So the Holy Spirit was trying to show me something. I never saw it that way. Now remove the bracket. Let's read together. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. You understand? Jump the bracket. Now that word that was made for and dwelt among us, it was full of grace and what? Truth. So we have removed the bracket. Do you understand? Now let's look at the content of the bracket now.
He said, we all beheld the glory. That's light. Do you understand? And the glory of the Holy Begotten of the Father. That's right. So the Word was God. Now, I now have understanding, a revelation, that this Word that he's talking about is Christ himself. Now, he's telling you in that bracket what actually made the Word to become flesh. Because somebody had the revelation, saw glory. See, the year that King Isaiah died, I saw the Lord. You have to see something. The realm of the spirit. Say, we behold the glory. That's why the word. So once you don't do that, you will not experience the grace. Are you together? Now let's go to the final part. Now this thing is activated by voice. Go to where the young girl was there, 12 years, said, Talita kumi. Young girl, arise. And the girl that was dead came back to life. Voice. Ezekiel said, I prophesied, I was commanded. He said, receive flesh, dry bones, live again. And they came back to life. He got to the grave of Lazarus. He said, Lazarus, comfort. So if anything shuts your mouth, they are shutting your life. The man says, speak the word only. Speak the word only. Now, even if you come here, it's still the word that you are going to say. Speak the word only. Speak the word only. Speak the word only. So this whole thing is activated by voice. It's activated by words. One of the greatest thing that said his greatest strategy or mantra.
Do you understand what I'm saying here?
You know why you must? Jesus is not here physically to speak on your behalf, because Satan, the agents, war, animate and inanimate things, hear word. They hear words. They hear the word of life. You get what I'm saying now? The word of life, they hear. You know, remember Jesus was with the disciple in the middle of the sea, and there was storm, and the boat was about to capsize. And one of the disciples ran to him and said, Master, are you sleeping? Jesus was sleeping in the boat. Careth not thou, Lord, that we die? Don't you care that we want to die? Don't you care that we want to perish? And you are sleeping here. And Jesus looked at them. He said, men, know what I said? Peace. Activated by words. Jesus was saying, you have your mouth, you didn't speak since. He said, peace, peace. Yes, the point that shook like this. He said, the disciples looked at him. They said, see, what manner of man is this? Now, underline this thing though. Underline this. They said, even the wind, that word, if. Do you understand what I'm saying? See, even the wind and the sea obey him. Now, they are saying that we have saw him. He spoke to Lazarus. We understand that's human being. He's the woman with the issue of blood. He has been speaking and things have. He said, but these things, wind and sea that don't have life, they still obey him. That seat that you are sitting, hear word. Anything in life, they hear word. Cancer, they hear word. Do you understand? Headache, they hear word. Pain, they hear word. But they hear the word of life. So what Satan will do is to make sure you keep quiet and don't speak.
Paul and Silas, they were in a strange room. Because they put chains in their hand and put chains.
They, when they began to praise, use their mouth. The Bible said the foundation of the prison was she does.
Wow.
In this, he says, speak the word only. Only the word. Speak the word. Speak it only the word. Just speak the word only. And my servant will be healed. Speak the word only.
Why are we not speaking? It's a revelational word. The word that came to you as light. So to make it flesh, they call in the Greek word, say homologio. That saying what God has said.
I'm not saying my word, though. Saying what God. Not the excellency of men's wisdom. I am saying what God has said. Open Matthew 8:17. He said, by his stripes. No, that's not what he said. He said, himself took away our infirmity. If he took it away, he has taken it away. Now, and then you are seeing that revelation that comes in your heart. Hey, my God. And you say what God has said. That's homologio. Because the word came to you as light, revelation, and you spoke it. And when life have contact with death, that thing that is dead will come back. So this Christianity that we are is principle. Don't follow this principle. You won't get results. You just be a church goer for years. Nothing will happen. You won't receive miracles. What I use, the word is quick and powerful. In that word is, and that life will come as light. And he said, when the light shines, shines in darkness. That's why I said the entrance of his word. So if I understand this properly, you understand. He said to Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, he said, this book of the law, he said, shall not depart from your mouth. Put it up for those people who don't understand. Joshua 1 verse 8, it will not depart, because his voice activated. It should not depart. It's not positive confession. It's homologio, saying what God has said.
Funny enough, one day I went to visit a family friend. So they stayed, as in they were living upstairs. So I just
you know, I went upstairs. I said, okay, I'm actually coming down. The man actually is pastor. He said, no. Don't say you are coming down. You won't come down in Jesus' name. Let's just say you want to go downstairs. And I just laugh. That's positive confession. That's nothing to do with homologio. I want homologio is when the word comes to you by light, and you speak as a result. It's out of the abundance of the heart. It's the mouth speaketh out. Out of it. Out. That's Joshua. This is what God was telling Joshua. He said, in order to enter this inheritance, he said, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. He says, but thou shalt meditate on it. He says, it's entering the world. I'm sorry if you don't have a Bible. I'm not sorry if you have and you don't study. Because light. He said, if you will not, you will meditate on it day and night. So that you will be able to observe according to all that is written therein. For then, look at it now. For then, is it God? No. Thou shalt make thy way prosper. And then you will, Father, prosper. Do you understand? Prosper me. It's a wrong prayer. According to what? You will make your own way. The word. He says that by his stripes you were healed. That word must not depart from your mouth if you want to be healed. Do you understand it? You must keep confessing it until the word becomes flesh. If he says, I have become, is it through his poverty that you'll be made rich? That means you are no longer poor. That word must not depart from your mouth.
Can you bow down your heads and just talk to God?
So you just know that this word, those of you have been playing with the word of God. When they go and say,
if I were you, I will just run, leave here. The next is to go and get Bible. Because I need this light of the word.
Why have people church this morning and pray? Zekru kapandiyata. Lekani klasukiva.